736 at 720 WGN with John Landecker. How about those driver's licenses? Getting close to the deadline to get a real ID onto your driver's license if you intend to fly domestically in the United States. And whenever something like this comes up, whenever there's an opportunity for people to start scamming you and take advantage of you with this new set of rules and information, you know they're going to be there. So that's why we've invited Chris Henderson, who's CISO at Huntress, to be with us. Chris, thank you for coming on. First of all, explain what Huntress is, if you can. I know you can, but will you?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, Huntress, we're a managed security company. We specialize in endpoint and identity detection and response. We also sell a SIM and security awareness training that's all backed by a 24/7 human-powered security operations center. But really what we're aiming at is we're bringing the enterprise capability security solutions that have been custom engineered to be affordable for all businesses, but not just the Fortune 100.
Right. And cybersecurity is one of the more important, if not the most important thing for all of us, not just businesses and small and large, but also individuals. You know, I mean, we can all be hacked. It's happened to me.
That's for sure.
It's happened to me a couple of times. It's very irritating. It can happen on all different levels of interest, whether it's your bank account or whether it's, we get these fake and texts. I got one yesterday from the quote unquote Illinois Tollway telling me that if I didn't pay the past due toll, I was going to lose my license. I mean, it's just all of this. There's so much bogus information out there. It's
really tricky. I think I think a lot of people look at the internet as sort of their private space, the accounts that they've created, that there's not normally a concept for most people that these are lucrative targets for our adversaries and threat actors. And so when that space gets breached and that hack happens, it feels very personal just because it's really impacting your space of the internet that you feel is really carved out for you. And it feels like a very intimate attack when it occurs.
I couldn't agree with you more. And they're very sophisticated, some of them, in their recreation of the logos and the colors and the fonts of the product that they're scamming you with. I mean,
absolutely.
I've had to stop myself a couple of times going, oh, no, wait a minute. That's not the American Express.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. It's true. I mean, it's only getting harder for individuals to defend. Even 2 years ago, you used to be able to look for minor detail differences within the logos or odd uses of grammar or spelling. But with the prolification of AI, it's just become so trivial to completely clone any business and really present yourself as them.
Well, is it getting to the applying all of that to the real ID and the deadline that's coming up for that, how are scammers using the real ID as a vehicle to try to take people to scam them?
Yeah, I mean, they're using it as any other modern current event. Right, when you look at the history of the scam industry, that really popped off a number of years ago with the how frequently people are receiving the scam IRS calls where a human agent on the other line would pose as an IRS agent and try to convince you to pay some fictitious bill. But in recent years, they've moved primarily over to text messages just for the return on investment. When you look at the adversary groups that are targeting the U.S. with these scams, right, they're a business just like anybody else. And the cost of having a human call center calling out trying to execute your scams is far greater than just mass text messaging people. And so we've seen it move from these human scam callers over to text messages simply because it's much cheaper for them. Really, it started with the USPS scams, right? You've got a package that is undeliverable. Please click here and give us all your information.
Yeah.
Yep. And now, right, what we're seeing is, like you said, there's a lot of toll scams going on where they are posing as toll authorities trying to get you to pay again a fictitious bill. And now, as they're following current events, right, they're positioning themselves as either organizations that can allegedly assist you in moving you through the Real ID process quicker, or posing as the DMV themselves trying to entice you to fill out some form online to expedite your process. But really, the goals are primarily to collect your own personal information that they can use to either pose as you to your phone company and steal your SIM card so that they can impersonate you further, or open credit cards in your name, gain access to your bank accounts, et cetera.
Well, I know that the process for getting the Real ID includes, in most states, proof of your social security number. And
in every state, as far as I know.
Okay. Yeah, right. Every state. And I mean, what scammer wouldn't like to get their hands on that? Sometimes people use W-2 forms for proving social security numbers. You have to prove your where you live through, you know, some sort of a water bill or an electrical bill or something like that. And I mean, I did it. I went to the BMV and went through the process, but just it never occurred to me that somebody would try to scam me on that.
You know, consider all of the documentation that you've provided to the DMV is the high bar that our government sets to assert that you are truly who you state that you are. Right. And if you've now provided all of that documentation to a scammer, it's trivial for them to pose to a government agency or a credit card agency very much as you, and do whatever they wish for that.
But there is no way to actually really get the ID, a real ID online, is there?
No, there is not.
No, there's not. So the moment you would see, the moment if anybody, if you get that in your email and somebody wants to assist you in getting the real ID, alarm should go off immediately because that's not the way it works. They're just...
That's correct. I think that the tricky part here is the threat actors are... where traditional hacking was leveraging vulnerabilities in systems to gain access to accounts you shouldn't have access to, what we're seeing with the social engineering tactics is really they're exploiting psychological vulnerabilities, right? The messages are very carefully crafted to elicit this sense of urgency and fear. The goal there is to trigger your fight or flight response and get an adrenal reaction out of you,
right?
The byproduct of which inhibits your ability to critically think. And so when you get that adrenal response, it's actually much more difficult to assess, right, is this legitimate or not? Because the human psyche of, right, we all as humans fear getting into trouble, and our adversaries are using this against us in order to get us to quickly act and not think about what are we interacting with, and is this legitimate or even logical that I would receive a text message from the DMV?
Yeah. I mean, I've had that visceral reaction and had to stop myself because, as you just alluded to, wait, I don't want to get in trouble. I didn't know I needed to do X, Y, Z. Wait, hold on a second. I don't need to do X, Y, Z. But there's that, even knowing that that the scammers are there, I still on occasion will get something that will elicit the response that, uh-oh, I need to do something now. And then my rational thought process will kick in and go, wait a minute, there's something wrong with this. I'm being scammed. Does artificial intelligence or algorithms have anything to do with this? Are they using those as a tool?
AI is primarily more used in crafting phishing emails rather than the text messages. Where AI has really stepped in for social engineering is removing the language barrier for the threat actors. And so it's made it, we used to train people through security awareness training. The classic advice was look for typos, look for spelling mistakes. Look for grammatical inconsistencies. But AI has really removed those from the phishing kits. And so what we're seeing now is much more grammatically accurate, correct tone, as well as very few spelling errors, if any. But it's also, right, cloning a company's brand collateral is easier than it ever has been. And so the combination of being able to very quickly scrape a corporate website for its logos and assets, and then marry that with some text or lures that are written through AI and all very grammatically appropriate, has led to a much higher bar that humans need to reach in order to assess, you know, is this message legitimate or otherwise?
Well, Chris, thank you so much for being with us. I mean, cybersecurity and all sorts of levels was something that we should all be aware of. And what is, just to wrap it up, what's your favorite cybersecurity tip, if you have one?
Yeah, enable multi-factor authentication on your bank accounts and your email accounts. If you have not done that yet, it is the easiest way that you can secure yourself against the most common threats, and it'll even protect you in some cases if you fail these phishing exercises or scams.
Wow. Well, thank you so much. You're in the right field, and I appreciate your expert input tonight, Chris. Thanks very much.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. Chris Henderson, CISO at Huntress.